Are you giving us the tour today?
Why, it's my show today.
Next item is Preserve on Elizabeth Owners Association, number 181189.
All right, so now we're in the city of Chesapeake, where you will be acting as the Wetlands Board. This piece of property is located along the Intracoastal Waterway, which is a man-made waterway and is not state-owned. So although there are portions of the project that are below mean low water, we will not be issuing a permit for those sections. So Preserve on the Elizabeth Homeowners Association is requesting authorization to construct a total of 483 linear feet of marsh toast sill with sand backfill and planted native wetland vegetation. This is basically a living shoreline that they'd like to do along their property. And they want to construct a 6-foot wide by 107 foot long community pier with a 24 foot by 36 foot platform and install a 3-foot by 12 foot kayak ramp and 3-foot by 12 foot kayak access stairs along the Intracoastal Waterway. So the Homeowners Association, again, just to show you where we are here, so the locks, we are just upstream of the locks along the Intracoastal. The Homeowners Association clubhouse is here at the end. They have this nice buffer nature area that leads to a pier over a marsh and then a pier onto the Intracoastal. And here's a picture looking along the Intracoastal from their pier. And what they're proposing to do is basically protect the existing marsh that you see here, as well as enhance it. So they're proposing to put rock sills in front of these hummocks. They're going to build additional vegetated marsh here, and more marsh or more sills in front of the vegetated marsh. And you can see these plans here. So there's a total of 483 linear feet of marsh sills planting in this area and planting along the eroding bank to promote additional vegetated wetlands along the shoreline. And from a cross-section, the area of the red box denotes the area that actually is taking place in Wetlands Board jurisdiction, and that's going to be the kayak launch as well as a few of those pilings for their proposed pier. The kayak launch and the pilings are not going to impact any vegetated wetlands for this project. And again, just some pictures that you can see some of the eroding shoreline. This portion of the Intracoastal, as boats of any size either throttle up or throttle down, their shoreline is getting a large amount of erosion from that boat wake. And you can see that in these pictures here. And the goal is to produce a community project that protects their shoreline. The applicants will not be impacting the existing vegetated wetlands, but will be protecting and enhancing the natural shoreline by constructing the marsh toast sill. In fact, the project will result in 2,792 square feet of wetland enhancement and creation. In addition, the construction of the community pier and access ramp will not impact existing vegetated wetlands. For these reasons, no compensation is deemed necessary based off of our mitigation and compensation policy. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1302 and our mitigation and compensation policy, staff recommends approval of the project. We did receive one comment from Virginia Institute of Marine Science that they'd like to see a 5-foot break between two of the sills. So we're recommending approval once we receive a cross-section that shows a 5-foot break between those sills on the east end of the project. We also recommend the following permit conditions, and I can elaborate if you'd like after. Goose fencing will be installed according to the identified specifications and maintained for 2 growing seasons unless approved to be removed by commission staff. Plant mortality will be addressed by replacing plants during the next available growing season. Wetland planting will achieve an 85% coverage within 2 full growing seasons. Sand fill will meet the standards of silty sands with medium-sized grain, and all phragmites within the permitted area will be removed and treated on a yearly basis for up to a total of 5 years from the issuance of this permit.
Thank you, ma'am. Any questions? I do. Maybe it slipped by me. This is a Wetlands Board project, but it's also a peer project as well.
No.
Well, help.
The wetlands requires a permit because it's not a private residential structure. But once you get into the Intracoastal Waterway, that's a man-made body of water, not state ocean.
Okay. Got it. Just when I saw them both together, I was like, wait, okay, got it now.
A small portion of that pier we can issue a permit for.
Well, just want to make sure.
The Army Corps of Engineers is actually going through the process of allowing them to build the rest of the pier.
All good. Any questions based on that? Thank you. Is Elizabeth Owners Association present or represented? Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Commissioner.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, except you God.
Yes, sir.
And state your name for the record.
David Kledzik.
Okay. Do you have anything you want to add? Or?
I just wanted to thank Ms. Peabody for pulling this together so quickly. We're looking forward to constructing. We believe this is going to improve the habitat and the water quality along the Elizabeth River there. And I believe we'll look forward to implementing all the conditions of approval, and we're fine with that.
Yeah. Any questions? Well, let me just tell you, we sometimes go through these very fast. I just want to commend you on behalf of both the governor, Secretary of Natural Resources, and I know them's as far as living shorelines are concerned. I mean, this to have this going on, I know it's not an inexpensive undertaking, but we really appreciate your attention to the environment in doing this. So appreciate it.
And I'll echo that as well.
There you go. Good deal. All right. Thank you, sir. Anyone here in opposition to the project? They're seeing none. The matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Zedrin.
I move we approve the staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Zedrin to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir.